Fam, that's not what I'm saying, man. I'm saying I paid you last week. You just got paid this past Friday. And you still ain't paid me my money. What you mean, what it mean, nigga? It mean you better pay me my motherfucking money. I'm coming by right now with the stick out, nigga. Shit flying, nigga. Think shit sweet. Yeah, have my motherfucking money, nigga. Alright. I love you too, Grandma. Bye.
Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Fuck this damn job and they can suck my dick. Attention all Walmart associates. Kevin, you thought you was a funny. You are a bitch. Fuck this silly, small, dirty-ass Walmart. Right, racist-ass indie animals. I swear to God, y'all can suck my dick. And y'all got me fucked up thinking I'm finna pay shit back, eat my pussy from the back, and all y'all managers can eat my ass except Victor. You the goat. Back.
NappyAfro.com, bitch.
Hey, what up? It's your boy G from the Cut To It podcast with NFL legend Steve Smith Sr. And hey, you can catch us on Charlamagne the Guy's new network, The Black Effect, on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at Cut To It on social media. Hey, but enough of that. Hey, with me and my wifey, when we want a good laugh, we want to hang around another funny couple because you can't do that trash right now, we tuning into the Frocast with King and Queen Germ. Hey, one thing for sure, y'all made me want to step my AKA game up. Y'all got about a million of them. But for real, though, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all giving us quality content. Subscribe to them. Give them 5-star ratings. G, Cut To It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. I'm out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, a.k.a. Dusty Rose, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is for all you people that's rolling your eyes, lazy, Not podding every week. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the charming, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC. A.K.A. Bipolar Mom. A.K.A. I Hear No One. A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over. A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class. A.K.A. My Afro Is My Halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Greed. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all. No excuses. We also have a voicemail we can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content that only Be Easy can cook up over there. And if you become a Patreon, you get shouted out on the show like Harry and A. Coker. So shout out to Harry and A. Coker. We thank y'all for becoming Patreons. Hope y'all enjoy everything over there. And you too can be just like Harry and A. Coker. Get shouted out on the show, becoming a Patreon. Now, I gave you option A, option B, and option C. If none of those three work for you, we have option D. Queen Germ is very disrespectful. She's playing on her phone while I'm doing this. And option D is sharing to your story, retweeting it, reblogging it, telling a friend, just spreading the word about the Frocast. You know, telling them it's a podcast where people still be on their phones when they're recording and noises happen. But, you know, we are professionals over here. So, all the panders out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
I said I won't complain, but
sounds like a complaint coming. When people say I'm not gonna complain,
but I just
there's a complaint coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Therefore, if I ain't learned nothing else this week, I need people to know that if you before you go put out information, make sure you got facts. Make sure you fact check, cross reference, all that. I was very emotional because I thought someone had passed away. Mm. When I spoke to another individual, they said the person was still alive.
Wow.
So
I don't feel bad. I've killed a lot of people on this broadcast. Don't feel bad.
But it's people I know.
I mean,
like, man, no. Man. So I was going down memory lane, getting all teary eyed and all kinds of stuff. And then within 30 minutes,
all that cleared up.
Okay.
Range of emotions just changed.
So I just need.
So how did you feel when you found out the person was still in the land of the living?
I mean, I was happy because I felt like, you know, it was a, you know, it was sad for so many reasons. But then at the same time, it was just like.
Do I know this person that you killed?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you've seen him, but you don't know him.
Interesting.
Yeah, but nonetheless, like I said. Thank God the man is still alive, because it is just, like I say, it just ain't good. You just can't go around
this ain't the person at work that you've been wishing death on, is it?
Of course not. If that was the case, I would have felt bad that he wasn't there.
Okay, I got you.
But, yeah. Mm-mm. It's the person that you was upset when I was hugging, and you said that because you was over there with your bum leg and your homeboy was at the game.
Oh, you talking about the nigga that you introduced me to after you hugged, and you just like, fuck that nigga.
Okay, moving right along, because you nigga. Evil. Don't say that. Don't
I
say
ain't
that.
Evil. That's like, I'm sitting there watching that shit, like, my wife hugging up on this nigga, not gonna tell me who this nigga is, and I'm sitting here with a broke up fucking leg.
A student, so no.
I don't give a fuck, student. Look, y'all teachers fucking students these days.
But I'm not y'all teachers.
Hey,
so.
You a teacher, right?
Yeah, but all
right.
I ain't
he's
students.
A student, right?
I'm not fucking students. Oh, okay. So all it right. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
People fucking bras at their job that's calling them handsome too. Hey. But I guess you ain't that nigga either.
I ain't that nigga
okay
either.
Then, so move on.
Yeah. So please let that go. People, even the listeners of the show are getting tired of hearing about that story.
No, they're not. Because
they was like, yo, man, Queen Germ, bring that shit up again. I'm unsubscribing.
Hey, and I'm fine with that shit.
No, I'm not. We need to subscribe.
I am, because my thing is, if you foolish enough to try to pretend like the lady didn't say what she said, it's more to the story than what you
like
want
I said,
to lead on.
You heard it more than I heard it.
Okay.
Only reason why I heard it, because you said something. You was like, okay. Did she just say that? So let's quit beating a dead horse. People
it's
don't want to hear the same
dead.
Stories
it's
over. 427 episodes.
When somebody want to push something, and it ain't happened that many motherfucking times. So this happened this year. So how many episodes happened this year? It wasn't no 400 or something.
How many weeks we done had in this year?
It couldn't have been more than 35, 40, I guess. How many we got left? Because it's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, we did a show every last motherfucking
week.
Okay,
but that's fine. But that ain't 472.
You done bought it up every week.
It don't matter. And I keep bringing the shit up because you didn't resolve it. You still work there. You still in that lady face.
You want me to quit my job? You want me to quit my job?
If that's what it takes.
I quit my job. If that makes you feel better. I tell you what. Since the COVID, I haven't seen that lady maybe, but
you think about it.
Think about it. Not her.
You think about it because you had to.
No, I only think about it when you bring it up.
Think about it.
I only think about it when you bring it up. Okay. You don't bring it up, I never think about it.
Okay.
All right.
I know you're looking for.
Yeah, right. Like I said, I want you to see this lady. And you'll be
I don't want to see her.
You'll be like, oh, yeah.
I done seen some other things you done been hanging around. So, I mean, I can't even trust your judgment.
I'm telling you now, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't.
Nothing at all.
Never did.
That ain't my style.
Okay. Mm-mm. How was your week?
As far as my week, give y'all the Coach Germ update. Hey, man, we only got a couple weeks before we got our first game November the 7th. So we got a lot of things to do in a short amount of time. But, you know, I'm coaching the defense this year, and the defense is coming along pretty well. Monday's practice, you know, we took our lumps. But then tonight's practice, which is Tuesday, we came out there. We forced like 3 turnovers a day. The defense won. The defense won today. We kicked the offense's ass, and I just need that momentum to keep going with my guys because, you know, we playing the Levy Titans first game. So, you know, they gave us the, you know, their favorite team. So, you know, we just trying to get ready. So as far as my week, that's about it. Besides, I still work with an annoying Canadian. Listen, man, I haven't met too many Canadians in my life. But if this motherfucker is the barometer of Canadians, I don't want to meet no more Canadians. So if you're a Canadian listener, please reassure me that you're not like this motherfucker that I work with. I know why y'all got rid of him now. I know why y'all sent him away from Canada. Y'all want him out of Canada. I want him. We need to build a wall and put his ass on the other side of that motherfucker. Yeah.
A wall. Something. It's not necessary.
We got to do something to get his motherfucking ass out of here. I mean, that motherfucker is annoying. Annoying, like, with a capital A.
You getting what you put out there.
I don't put nothing. I'm a good guy. I do my community work. I love my wife, my kids. I mean, why do I deserve this? Why? But everybody got annoying coworkers, though. So, I mean, you know, I just got one of the most annoying.
There's no need for you to wonder why.
So, well, let's go ahead and get into this outline, man, because we got a late start tonight, and I kind of want to get through this. Not that I don't love y'all and appreciate everything, but it's just, you know.
Yeah, don't throw that word around like that.
What? I love the listeners.
Okay.
Each and every one of them. Yeah. Love them. Okay. Thank you. Y'all the ones that keep the lights on around here.
Okay.
I'm talking about on the show. If without them, I mean, would you do a show if nobody was listening?
That means that you shouldn't worry about how many people listening. If it's a show,
I don't worry about how many people. I know we got a lot of listeners. I know we got dedicated listeners. Okay. I know. So that's what we do it for them, not the casual listeners that just listen to thousands of podcasts a week. No, I like the ones that come back every week. They give us feedback. We're like, yo, man, Queen Jern crazy, or King Jern, whatever. They comment on it. Them the ones we do it for.
So why I got to be crazy?
I mean, that's crazy, a good crazy. Okay, not like a bad whatever. Crazy. Not, I mean, you call yourself bipolar, Mom. I mean,
my kids call me that, so I just go with it.
Oh, hey, okay. Speaking of going with, it's a lady. She used to be a pastor. And I guess them checks when that them collection plates was coming up light during the COVID. So she started a new career. What was a career, you ask? She left the church to become an exotic dancer on OnlyFans. Listen. Them OnlyFans, they getting everybody. So this lady, her name is Nicole Mitchell. She's a former California pastor who decided to leave the church and become an erotic dancer on OnlyFans. She said it wasn't until she left the church and thought about what she wanted to do next that she realized she wanted to explore her sexuality further. The 36-year-old mother of 3 eventually decided to pursue a career in erotic dancing and nude modeling, launching an OnlyFans account where she charges a monthly subscription fee for access to X-rated photos and videos. She describes herself as a pastor-turned-stripper, life coach, and model. What a motherfucking bio. You know, you are a pastor-turned-stripper, a life coach, and a model. That is amazing.
It's not, because if you look at her, she does not look any of those
things.
Well,
you know, man, you know it's a different scale for the Caucasians, man.
Okay.
What we call beautiful, they call fat. I'm not even saying. What they call good, we'd be like, So it's like, it's a whole different scale.
It's not, but so, she looks a little iffy, but go ahead.
So she grew up in a religious household and had dreams of being a stripper from a young age. Wow. Listen,
nobody dreams of being a stripper. I promise you, they don't.
I mean, at a young age, though. Like, at a young age, most people think about being a stripper when they're about 18 to 22. When they see real life coming in, they're like, well, I can just go shake my ass and make some money. At 9, this girl was like, you know what? That's what I want to do. Like, what did she see that made her want to be a stripper at a young age? So do you think anything about her religious background had anything to do with that?
I just feel like it's more so a sign of rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're going too far with it. That's just dumb. Like, for one, she don't even look like she's making any money. She should have stuck with the church. I mean, like, most people are going to give you something in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
But you over here, you over here trying to trick a nigga into spending some money on you. Who knows what the OnlyFans is giving up? Like, okay, if you got a couple of subscribers or whatever, I don't know, but all it takes is a nigga card not to go through, and you done whatever. on credit. So
no, you don't do nothing on credit.
But I'm saying, okay, so if it if your car does something to where it's
gonna say purchase not, it's gonna no, you're not gonna be able to get nothing. It's just like anywhere else. They don't just let your car slide through. You know what I'm saying? If you do slide through, you're gonna have an NSF on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry.
So that mean you done put your card on?
No, it's just like any like what service do you know that they let your card slide through when there ain't no money in there?
I'm not saying that it had to slide through, but if you've been having reoccurring charges, if it goes through enough times, you could still be receiving some services until that next subscription payment.
Okay, OnlyFans so gangster. Like if you subscribe like near the end of the month, they charge you twice. So you already paying for this month, the end of this month, and the next month. They get you. It's just like all these
other. You know a lot about it for somebody who don't use.
We have an OnlyFans. What are you talking about? Nappy Afro got an OnlyFans. What? That's why I'm like, why are you sitting there acting like I gotta subscribe? I know how it works because we have one.
What y'all got on OnlyFans?
The same thing we got on Patreon. It ain't us on there, nothing. But you know, we slowly making that migration to OF because
what is that?
OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying? Because the Patreon, I don't know, we had to clean some stuff up this past week because they said we had some wild shit on there. So
I mean, I'm sure it was raunchy.
I mean, that's what the people pay for. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, then that's why you got to go to a different platform.
Yeah, we got to go to that doesn't mind the raunchiness.
Yeah, so I can't.
Patreon trying to clean their act up. Well, shout out to Patreon. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, it is what it is. She said that her, getting back to the pastor turned.
I mean, I don't know why you want to talk about it. She just nasty.
But she said, you know, she grew up in a strict Baptist household where she was expected to be conservative, modest, and reserved. She said from a young age, her dreams were in contradiction to her environment, and she fantasized about being a stripper. However, because she was indoctrinated to believe my desires and my body were innately sinful and bad, she abandoned that dream and became heavily involved in the church, eventually becoming a pastor. So, let's break that down real quick. You grew up in would you call it a strict religious household?
If you want to.
I'm asking you. You lived it, not me.
I mean, I would say
I grew up in a religious household, but it wasn't strict. Like, I still could do, I mean.
I still did a lot of things, too. Yeah. But, I mean, we did have rules. So, in my mind, growing up, hell yeah, I thought it was strict. But now, I feel like, clearly, my household is loose in comparison. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, I would say it was.
When you say your household, you talking about our household or the household that you
if grew? I'm speaking of me, I'm okay. Talking about us.
Okay.
But you're asking me to compare where I am as a parent versus what I did growing up. Mm-hmm. So yes, I would definitely in comparison say it's strict. I lived in a strict household in comparison to what I'm running over here. So or what we have going on over here, since that's the word you want to use. So but I mean, I don't regret it at all. So to say that, oh, I want to go and do some crazy wild stuff because of my upbringing, that ain't never the situation. You a sorry ass adult if you still dreaming about being a stripper. You done been dreaming about a stripper since you was 9, 10, 12, whatever it was.
Never give up on your dreams.
I mean, you should. If your dream is to be a stripper and you look like that, that ain't a future for you.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that you missed out on the stuff by being in a religious household?
I didn't miss out on nothing.
Okay, so you feel like it's a good balance. You can have that balance to still be a child and have a regular childhood.
Because some stuff you ain't got no business doing.
You do need some structure. You do need some structure. You do need some structure. I do agree with that.
You can be as, you know, like I say, the chiefest of sins if you want to be. You can be out there just do whatever kind of things you want to do once you get to be grown. But when you mess up your life when you a child or when you a very young person, you don't bounce back that easy.
Yeah.
So you know,
having a baby at 15 and 25 is a totally different ballgame.
Yeah. So that's what I'm just saying. Like that ain't no excuse. And she just need to get her life together. She just want to be selfish. Cause you telling me you somebody mama. Now you got an OnlyFans page and you want me to believe that that's because you just wanted to be a stripper all your life. And how you get to be a life coach? You can't tell me shit. Your life ain't shit.
But look, though, she is a pastor.
She a multi-million dollar OnlyFans owner? Hey, no.
She might.
No. I can look at her and tell you. No. You can't tell me nothing about my life. If you fell from grace like that, and you.
I say she fell from grace.
Okay.
How you know she ain't fall into grace?
She didn't. Well, unless she laying with grace on the damn OnlyFans, that's the only way she fell into
grace. Speaking of grace, she said in 2016, she realized that she wasn't straight. and she struggled to keep her sexuality a secret from the church. So she said that she began to question her sexuality. That same year, she went to an LGBT-oriented play and came to life-changing realization. It was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm straight, and it rocked my world. Now, she was married at the time.
That's that Pandora's box for some people.
So she now identifies as bisexual and pansexual. She said she didn't want to reveal her sexuality over fears that I would lose it all because the church is not welcoming to queer people. She said that was uncomfortable for her, and it felt like she was living a double life. So, again, the church not being... The church is very welcoming to queer people. They act like they don't know, but they know that motherfucker playing that goddamn tamarind. Okay, move on. Gay as hell. They know the choir, that nigga that look like Kirk Franklin, and it's a little eccentric. They know he gay. They just don't want to admit it. You know what I'm saying? They know it's gay people in the church.
That's like your government with the COVID.
They take the gay people money. They don't do that. They don't turn around no blind eye. They don't say, we don't want this gay money.
Hey, we don't need to know. We don't know.
Yeah.
We ain't got to act like we know. So we ain't got to respond. So, I mean, that is what it is. But, I mean, my thing is, she's saying that they not accepting of gay people. That's a cop-out because this 2020, like...
Well, this is 2016 she's talking about.
Okay, 4 years ago, people still were okay with this. Like, you probably wouldn't have been the pastor.
Oh, yeah.
But
you weren't gonna be. You weren't sitting on that. You weren't sitting on the stage.
Yeah.
They not letting you teach no damn pulpit, no Bible study. They might let you in vacation Bible school. They might.
Probably not.
Yo, see?
But, I mean, my thing is, it's nothing against it, but there are churches where they don't have these boundaries. So you just need to find one that suits you.
Mm.
So it's not that church might not have been for you. Not that the church as a whole wasn't for you. Mm. She could have found something better to do than to be a stripper.
Listen, sorry, I don't know what the strand of the week is. It's just some good weed.
Yeah, but I can't eat on the show.
Yeah, because you can't do that.
Whatever. Go ahead.
You can smoke on the show because our fans listen for that. They don't want to call in and hear you eating and shit. Like, I don't eat on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you can smoke on the show. You don't want that.
I don't want it.
Okay, then.
I'm good.
She also told that her husband was the first person she came out to, and she described her husband as a beautiful soul, which is AKA mean you a weak ass motherfucker. If a girl call you a beautiful soul, that means you a pushover. You can get over. She can get over on you. So she said she's the first person she came. How you gonna come out to me and I'm your husband, honey? I don't think I'm honey. Whoa, we married.
He probably already knew.
And she said that they had been married 6 or 7 years at the time when she told him this. She described his reaction. He said, I think that's normal, natural, and I'm so happy for you. So you telling me, I come to you and say, babe, I don't think I'm straight. And you're going to say, oh, that's a normal, natural thing. You going to be okay with that?
I'm going to be okay with it because I'm going to help you move and get your shit up out of here.
Why? You can't deal with my...
Nigga. I don't have a dick, so I can't help you. So if that's what you need, that means I'm going to have to be okay with you cheating on me. Mm. So, yeah, no. That's a different ball game. I'm not, I should not apply for this job. This is not what I can handle. So, no.
Yeah, okay. And then going back to Miss, what's her name, Michelle? I think that's her name. She said Nicole. She began her X-rated career with more modest photos before getting more comfortable with different types of content. You know, they always start off slow. You know what I'm saying? Posting like little short shorts, and then next thing you know, it might be a bikini, then it might be drawers and panties, and then, you know, that appeal. Niggas in your box like, yo, how much to see that thing, girl? And then you forced to make that decision. Do I show them something that, you know, my body? I mean, I'm only removing
I'm just saying, if you've been dreaming of being a stripper your whole life, you just might as well jump on in the water.
Mm.
I don't see no need for all of that. You trying to gradually get to the point where you taking off your clothes. That was your desire, to take off your clothes. So don't try to feed me no lie about, oh, you was teeter-tottering on the line. You want to be a hoe? Come on out here and do this thing.
Mm. And she said what really did it is when she did her first nude photo shoot with a professional photographer, and that was the true turning point, she said. She said, I cried because I've never felt more holy and sacred in my life. I never felt more sexy and liberated than I did then. That's when she launched her OnlyFans account, where she now posts nude photos, videos, and interacts with her fans in one-on-one settings. So, you know what I'm saying? So, look, maybe God told her to do this.
God didn't.
Maybe the spirit moved her to take her clothes off. And then, she left her husband. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. How you gonna leave this beautiful soul? How?
Because she ain't found him beautiful. She just said that so she could walk away.
Nicole Mitchell.
You got three children from the nigga.
She moved to Los Angeles with her three children, who are now 10, 7, and 4. You know what I'm saying? She divorced her husband in June. Man. And then she started having talk to her kids about what she do for a living. They probably like, Mama don't never leave the house. Like, Mama, you got a job? Yeah, why you don't never leave?
I don't see nobody making that much money on the OnlyFans not to have no real job.
Well, let me tell you like this. Them chicks is making some money. Because I see them posting their little stats on Twitter. Some of them are clearing like I've seen some brat say they made like $100,000 in a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you got average girls, average, making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Like, during the lockdown and shit, when strip clubs weren't open, niggas were just spending money. So, they had a surge of OnlyFans accounts during the whole lockdown. There is, like, a whole lot of people making money off this shit, and she's one of them. She left that shit got to make some money. You leave a pulpit.
She probably wasn't even no real pastor.
She probably was. I mean, she was preaching.
If she was at a Baptist church, she wasn't doing much.
She was at some other kind of church in Minnesota and say, you know, they wasn't no Southern church. You know, we ain't gonna have that down south now. It ain't gonna be, you gotta be tip top if you a woman in that pulpit. They ain't just letting any woman in that pulpit. Nigga. You gotta be the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know. But so you still not budging on this OnlyFans. So you telling me you can make 30 grand on the side. On the side.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
I can make way more than that if that's the case.
I'm just saying 30 grand. You can set your limits to higher. It's just how bad you want to get. Now, I did, you know, here the secret is if they charge more than $20, they not showing you nothing. But if they charging like 15, 10 and under, oh, they doing it all on OnlyFans. Like girls are, I mean, it's just, I mean, people in relationships got OnlyFans page. And like, me personally, I don't think nobody wants to see me have sex. So therefore, I don't think it's very, I can't monetize, you know, Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, what good is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's good to me.
I saw this one shirt that said, I come so fast, my sex tape is a GIF.
I can't.
Shout out to that. I love that shirt.
I bet you do.
That shit hard.
Apparently not.
Yes, sir. Oh, I mean, it's be hard. It just, it be over quick. Like, hey, Bernie Mac said some heavyweight fighters have got knocked out in 3 minutes. Come on. Not even lasted one round. And let's be honest here. I know this is not this own subject. Who the fuck is around here having sex for an hour and a half? Could you imagine having sex for an hour and a half?
I could.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
An hour and a half? That's 90 minutes. That's a whole movie.
That's an exam for me.
Do you know how tired you'd be after that? And then they say people be doing it like multiple times at an hour. Like, who are these niggas? Why is two unemployed people having sex that much that in a day? There's no way possible you can have sex three times a day and you fucking for an hour. That's 3 hours of fucking. It's only 24 hours in a day.
I mean, if you were just giving me 10 minutes every time we did it, we can do it 3 or 4 times.
But no, niggas is talking about one night.
But you doing whatever time period, and that's just it for the day.
Your pussy trash if a nigga fuck you for 90 minutes.
How you figure?
Cause that pussy supposed to make a nigga nut. That you ain't that got no wop. You ain't got no wop. No stamina my ass.
That's what that mean.
No.
That nigga can come and go all day. He can 9 times out of 10 if a nigga fucking for 90 minutes. He doesn't bust more than one time.
No, some niggas be like that. Like, it's niggas out there, I can't come from here. You can suck my dick for an hour, I'm not gonna nut. Well, she ain't sucking no good dick then. Cause y'all ass supposed to be got there, she's supposed to get you up out of there. No 90 minutes.
You think so?
Man, listen, nobody is supposed to be fucking for over. That shit is ridiculous. I bet y'all could call 3 niggas right
now. Don't call nobody. We got to do this thing.
I'm just saying. But I want you to call a woman. Well, see, none of your friends respectable. They are respectable. None of them.
Oh, don't do that.
I said, all your friends are respectable. They're not going
to,
tell the truth.
Now, my people is good.
They're not going to tell the truth. But nobody wants to be fucking for 90 minutes, bro.
I mean, not necessarily an hour and a half, but I could be real. You could
40 minutes is too much.
You could do a little more.
40 minutes is too much.
If you say so, bro.
You need a good 10, 15 minutes. That's it. That's a good session.
Is it?
Yes.
For who?
For all parties involved. You start fucking over 30 minutes, it's a problem. Then you got you sweating, your legs. Like, y'all women don't understand. A lot of work goes into that. It's not like, it's just, no, nigga, legs be hurting. You know, when you get through, when you get through, your legs be feeling like spaghetti and shit. You ain't like, so just imagine you fucking for 90 minutes, man. Ain't nothing I can do but go to sleep. That's why, nah. You ain't good to society if you fucking for over an hour. You're not good.
At least on special occasions, you can give it up for a good performance.
That's what the pills is for.
Okay. moving right along. What's the next topic, nigga?
Chad Bozeman. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
He died without a will. And now, like, I don't know. Maybe there's some money hidden somewhere, but, you know, he died without a will. And that got me thinking, man. Do you have one?
Yeah.
And how is it dispersed? How's it broken down?
I mean, the only thing I got really that's worth anything is going to be my little policies I got. So, and they ain't even really got to be on the will because the beneficiaries are listed how they are.
Yeah. So what is a will? That's just saying how you want everything to go.
How you want your assets broken up and all of that.
Man, so, shit.
Like, if you got family heirlooms, you want something to go to your son. You want something to go to your daughter. You might have some collection of something that you want to go to your best friend over there and somewhere. So, you know, divvy up your little things or whatever.
So how's yours broken down?
Y'all get a third.
A third? What? I should get half and they should get half.
No.
How we get a third?
Because that's what I put down.
So I gotta go change mine then.
Why?
Because I got you 50 and they 50.
Well, that would be 25 and 25. But
yeah. That's what I'm saying. They split in half.
I mean, you
and
do
you
whatever
getting
you
want
to do. I mean, I can't tell you to do what to do with your stuff.
Now I know I'm getting gypped.
Nigga, I ain't dying no time soon. So
I'm just saying, though.
Why would you get more? I mean, shit, you would be just as old as me. They got to live longer. So God bless them. So why would they be need? You need less money anyway. You might need to get 25 and they need to get 37.50.
Why I'm getting gypped now?
I'm just saying, like, if you...
You quick with that math. I had to add that up in my head. I was like, like what?
But I'm saying, why you don't think so?
What you think I'm going to go spend on a new woman or something?
That too. But the point I'm making...
By the time you get through with me, nigga, I ain't going to want no more women.
Nigga.
I'm going to be like, uh-uh.
I don't know what you want. But all I can tell you is it won't be getting got with my money. Dang. So you better hope your turn like you enough by that time that they'll still kick you a couple of dollars.
I'm retiring it. I'm be out west somewhere. You know,
so you're not going to be with me?
We going to be together out west.
Why? Why would we? I can't leave here in 4 years, but you can book us across the world.
When we retire?
Yeah.
Because we ain't got nothing else to live for. Once you get your time in, I get my time in, and we retiring, we moving out west. That's what we ain't got no ties. Like, we gone.
We got ties now, though.
Yeah, we got ties now.
Okay.
What you talking about? Like, I'm not starting over. Like, that's not happening.
Okay, if you say so.
So yeah. I can't believe this. You jipping me.
I'm not jipping you.
A third.
Everybody should get an equal share.
Why should they? That's what I'm. Oh my gosh, man. See how they do you, man. Now I gotta
glad
go.
Glad you asked this
now,
question.
I'm glad open enrollment is still going on
it
right
is.
Now.
It's open enrollment going on for me too.
I'm
so
glad open.
I can move it on down to 10%.
Do what you gotta do. Put it at 0%. How
that's
about
fine.
That?
That's
zero.
Fine too.
Zero.
Which
how about
is
that?
Is not gonna be realistic because until they get over 18, I can't put you down to zero. I mean, put two minors on there. No way.
Well, just put 1% until they get them 99.
Yeah.
Whatever you gotta do. I just can't believe it. I thought you was my partner.
I am your partner. It's a numbers game, nigga. If we 60-something, 70-something years old, then what's the purpose of you getting $1 million? Like, what you going to do with $1 million?
I could do a lot with $1 million.
You about to die, too.
So what?
So what you going to do? You finna go blow it on a boat or some shit with some old white
hoe? You know I'm not getting
you
on
really
no boat.
You really think so?
You know I ain't getting on
not
no boat.
Not with my money. I done worked my entire life to give you something. Nigga, please.
Mm-mm-mm. I tell you. Boy, I tell you, man. Things you find out on the Frocast, man. Boy,
I'm trying to tell you. You better
every
ask
week,
the right question.
Every week I'm finding out
better
something
ask
new.
Ask the right question, my nigga.
Who did I marry? I married a chameleon. She didn't. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You always got an opt-out policy, so.
Speaking of opting out policy, When did you realize you wasn't in love anymore? Not me, because I know you love me to death. You love me like cook food. But, you know, when you was in a relationship with somebody and it was over and you realized you just didn't care for that motherfucker no more. Because I was on Twitter the other day. This dude said, I realized I wouldn't love my girlfriend no more when she was carrying a whole case of water up the steps and I ain't even give a fuck. He said she even stopped to goddamn catch her breath and catch her wind. And I still stood there and watched her carrying them all up them steps. She said, I knew I wasn't in love no more. And, you know, it's just like you do certain things or you just... You don't give a fuck no more. You know what I'm saying? You're like, man, I really don't even care no more. So have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and you just stopped caring for them?
I mean, not to that extent. I mean, because I'm just a good person. Mm. Like, even when I know that the relationship is wrong, I still want to be there. Mm. Like, because I care about the person. But, like, the bullshit, you know, of course, that'll be the thing that'll make you know it's time to walk away. But, you know, not I don't really try to go out my way to do nothing evil to somebody, but I mean, one of the most common, you know, indications would be the fact that everything that the person does gets on your nerves. Mm. Like,
yeah,
it could be like, you know, the smallest things. You ain't realize the person, you know, smack when they chew or do some weird thing with their ear or something crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's like every little thing that they do, all of a sudden, is like the worst thing in the world.
Like, it was like this girl, this when I was like young, like 18, 17.
Did she think start I was... growing the sideburns?
Anyway, again.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that one would never get old to me.
She walked a certain way, and it bothered me the way she walked. And so one day, I knew, I seen her walk, and I said, you know what? It's over. I ain't even gonna say that to her no more.
What?
I just couldn't stand the way she walked. It bothered me. Like, she walked funny, and I just didn't like it. And it bothered me so bad that I just couldn't. I was like, I can't do this no more, man. Look at you. Then there's another girl. She used to wear jogging pants all the time. Now, I let it slide the first two times. Because the first time, I was like, okay, you know, maybe you were just comfortable lounging or whatever. Second time, okay, maybe you were just comfortable lounging again. Third motherfucking time, I said, hold on, man. Then there was a different color one. If it would have been the same ones, I would have been more understanding.
No, you couldn't.
Because these are lounge wear. You know, you got the favorite pair of pants that you just wear when you're going to sleep or whatever like that. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But you got whole goddamn jogging suits. I'm talking about sweatsuits. Purple, gray, blue, orange. Goddamn. I mean,
at least you know the girl wash.
How many jogging suits? But that's all you wear is jogging pants and goddamn, hey, like, come on, man.
Since the pandemic, I done fell in love with some jeans now.
Pandemic. Different. This is not pandemic. This is normal shit. What else? Some old shit used to just bother me. Like, I really don't. Like, I think I have that little disease they say when people chew, make noises with their mouth. Because that, I'm noticing older age, it really bothers me. Like when
you just
No. Man. It's just when certain noises people make from their mouth, I can't. Like when it's like niggas eating chips and shit, I got to fucking go. Like especially like with the AirPod shit, you be talking to somebody on the phone, they be eating. I'm like, bro, hit me back. Like I can't take it because you be right there. It's like you in my ear, and I'd be like, whoa. Like you know, my dog Chuck the Gambler, he called me every day on his lunch break, and I'd be like, bro. Don't call me on your lunch break because you eating this shit. Like, I understand this show. You get to talk on the phone from work. You calling me, but you, yeah, man. So, yeah, man. Hey. I'll holler at you when you get through eating, bro. Don't talk to me. Like, listen, if you want me to tell where the dead body's at, put me some headphones on, have a nigga crunching and eating in my ear. I'm snitching on everybody. I'm bringing up shit niggas did 25 years ago. I'm just going to tell y'all the secret now.
So that means somebody going to have to put a bullet on you.
You're going to have to put a bullet in me. Because, I will tell if a nigga starts smacking and chewing in my ear. So I don't like girls that smoke. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with girls that smoke. They cool. I hang out with them and shit. But I will not date a girl that smoke.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just, And I don't like seeing girls spit either. That's nasty. If I see a girl spit, you automatically unattractive to me. I'm sorry. I don't care how good you look. Sorry. You unattractive to me.
So that means I need to start spitting.
Why you going to do? You married. I got paperwork on you, girl.
You don't have no paperwork on me. I got paperwork on us. You ain't got that document.
Same thing. All I got to do is call the Chatham County thing and say, hey, man, I need to get a copy of this. How much is it? $10? Okay, here you go. Bam, bam. Now I got one. Mm, okay. We both got one now. Both of them notarized with that seal on.
What you gonna do with it?
I don't know. I'm just showing you I got my paperwork.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Queen Jern, you never been... I fell out of love with nobody. What about that prisoner nigga that you was in love with? I know you fell out of love with him. His release date didn't come through or something. I mean, come on. Did you ever put some money on his books? Be honest. Mm-mm. You ain't never put no money on his books?
But no, because...
I would have broke up with you.
No, because I was able to buy him stuff. So... I would send him packages, so I guess you could say that, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't send him no actual cash.
Okay.
I would buy him tapes and stuff, you know, back when people
He never asked you buy him a Blacktail magazine or nothing like that? Mm-mm. Oh, he wasn't no lying nigga. He wasn't in there.
Shoot, he was paying niggas for us to kiss and feel on me in the place, so.
What? Wow, you didn't tell me that.
Okay, so. No. Along.
Time out. Nah, so you done had a jailhouse fucking. Oh, my God, man. Look, things you learn on the Frocast, bro. I mean,
it wasn't like we had sex.
I don't know that. You might be leaving that part of the story out. Nobody going to never tell that.
Nobody going to never tell that.
Andrea.
I ain't no Andrea. I didn't do it in the closet.
Where you did it at? Since you didn't do it in the closet, where you did it at? Man.
I found out
my wife was a prison bus down.
I ain't no prison bus down. Man. When I fucked up my car, when I fell asleep and woke up in that damn ditch, that's when I knew that relationship was over.
So y'all, he had you messed up like that. Yeah,
I was on my way to the prison and was tired, and yeah, it was a mess.
Okay, speaking of a mess, I know you don't want to relive that situation.
I don't.
Okay, but it means good you're a survivor. You learn from it. We all learn from our mistakes, and people, you should do that too. You know, you make a mistake, don't get down on it. I mean, unless it's a stupid-ass mistake that costs you some real time and in your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, them stupid. But other mistakes that you live from, learn from it. Don't do it again, man. That's just how it go, bro.
So that means if you get locked up, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm not a stand-up chick no more.
Who? If I get locked up? Oh, you gonna be there for me.
I ain't gonna be there for you. What am I gonna be there for? Unless you was defending me and something.
I don't give a fuck what I did. You better be there for me.
Nigga.
Oh, see, boy, niggas ain't real.
You just said, learn from your mistakes. Don't do the same thing again. So if I'm not doing the same thing again, that means I'm not fucking with no niggas.
You're married to me.
Married to you. I'll stay true to the game.
Okay. See, boy, I tell you.
Just know that if you go on for longer than a year, I'm fucking somebody.
I might have to change my song of the week, boy. Ooh. What? Because these girls ain't loyal out here, man.
I'm just telling you what you're working with. Ain't no need to lie to your face.
Speaking of lying to your face, man, let me go on for my heart gets a little too heavy. What's your price for supporting Trump? Not saying you would, not saying I would, but you know, they pay people to go on TV and say, like, the Diamond and whatever them two black girls is, and all these black people that's popping up, you know, a couple weeks before the election.
Trying to get your mind.
I'm this and this, and I'm voting for Trump. I heard these two girls on the radio. I don't think it's the same two girls, but they was talking about all the stuff that Biden done and what Trump done, and they were speaking in our language, and I was just like, bro, if this ain't the worst shit I ever heard in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? It was like some little political ad. But my question is, what's your price to go on TV to openly endorse Donald Trump? Like, if somebody,
I got to do all that, because initially in my price, I was just saying if they was handing out checks for votes. So if they was just handing out checks for votes,
you
got to
go on TV and say, Donald Trump is a good man. Donald Trump, you know,
$100,000 is a vote.
The one they pick out.
But if you talking about I got to now be a spokesperson for this clown,
yeah.
I'm going to say I'm going to need about $2.5 million.
$2.5, because that's decent.
I got to be able to live after I done fucked up everybody around me. Because it's like, ain't nobody fucking with me at this point if I'm out here campaigning for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So I got to be able to recover after the election is over, no matter the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So $2.5 million would be my...
How much would you charge for Joe Biden?
For Joe Biden, shoot, if they paying, I'm going to take the same amount, because he's just as bad as a scumbag as the other one. They just wearing a different costume.
Make sure you weren't going to give him the hometown discount. I was like, get the same price.
Nah, he ain't shit either. I mean, the poor man, he's on his last leg, though. That's the thing that's going to fuck us up.
Mm-mm.
It's because they don't want to see this woman be no president. So it's like...
So 30, you wouldn't take 30 grand for just for a one-time appearance. Let's say they're like, hey, we're going to be in your city. We need you to come up there and read this script for us right here. 30,000, one time. You wouldn't do it?
I mean, I got kids to feed. I ain't got an OnlyFans page, so 30,000 for me to talk for 5 minutes, yeah, I'll probably still do it.
Okay.
But I mean, if I could write my own check, I'm gonna go for the gusto.
No, they're gonna get 2.5. You're gonna have to do some hellified sellout on your niggas type shit. They ain't gonna let you get that money, and you just gonna be able to go back. Like, your mama gonna look at you differently. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you, girl. Like,
in the meanwhile, I'll tell her about this check I'm gonna give her.
I don't want your money. She'll say, I don't want your money.
She's
going
to
want
it because she's going to say, I'm going to ask God to forgive you. I'm going to take this on to the church. The Lord needs some of that money too, child. Watch.
Oh, man. But me personally, yeah, it had to be in the millions. I couldn't sell myself short. Yeah. Because, you know, I know how much I love my people, and I know how my people are. And when I'm saying my people, I mean black people in general. Which, if y'all put your hats on real quick, I learned this past week that I wasn't black. One of my hotep friends, and I'm going to call him hotep, but one of my woke friends, he told me I wasn't black. And I said, what you mean I ain't black? He said, well, for starters, look at your skin. He said, look at your arm. What color is it? He said, it ain't black, is it? I said, no. He said, well, let's just start right there. Then he went in a little deeper, you know, told me how if I look at my mother's birth certificate, my grandmother's birth certificate, my great-grandmother's birth certificate, that shit wouldn't say black. It'll say either colored, Negro. And as far as my great-grandma, she ain't even probably had no birth certificate, so it probably said nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he had a compelling argument, you know what I'm saying? But going back to my story, I knew I couldn't portray my black people like that. So it would have to be something that I could duck off for a while.
You're gonna have to be able
and
to
wait for some news cycles to go through before I go back, and, you know, before I show my face. And like, yo, y'all seen that nigga? You know what I'm saying? But I come back and write a tell-all book of how I finessed the goddamn Republicans for this money. Yeah, they made me look bad, and you know what I'm saying? And they better not tell me no inner workings or nothing, because it's going to be all online and shit. I'm going to tell everybody.
But
if I got to sell out, I'm going to give back some info. I ain't just going to straight sell out.
Yeah. So, I mean, my thing is, to me, it's being done every day in America.
Yeah.
So
it's
like, you know, what's your price?
What's your everybody got price? Yeah. That nigga took $30,000 to act like he was gay to be somebody's boyfriend. Now see, some dude, some black, he ain't no famous celebrity.
But
that.
I'm saying he did it for what purpose?
Some guy named Jeffree Star. He's like a gay dude, girl. I don't know how he identifies himself.
Okay, but I'm trying to figure out why is he getting paid.
The dude wanted to take pictures with him and say, look, I'm paying you $30,000 just for appearances to act like my boyfriend. And he took the money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can understand that.
But you're not going to be taking, we ain't going to be taking pictures of us hugging up and you all straddling me. And, you know what I'm saying, kissing.
I mean, as long as they ain't got to be kissing.
Nah, bro, I'm not doing it. I couldn't even play a gay role in a movie. I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess because that's you, but yeah, I just feel like.
I'm sorry. There's no.
If we ain't kissing, then I don't think that's a problem.
I can't be tussling with no nigga like that. Like, it's one thing to be wrestling.
That's a man thing. That's
yeah,
a man
but,
thing.
But be mind, affectionate could, with yeah. another man just for, like, that, no way. I just can't even. We can't even get handshakes and daps right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think I'm gonna be sitting here and be all like caressing some nigga?
Yeah,
like, hell nah.
Eyes.
Like, hell. Look, that shit would be weird as fuck looking at a nigga like I'm looking at you right now. Like, I couldn't do that with no man. I couldn't do
you
it.
You think so?
Hell no.
You better go on out there and get that money.
Shit. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. It's just like, I would be uncomfortable that it just. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
You got to push that aside.
Like, that's why I see the roles in the like the shows and stuff. And I always wonder, like, yo, is this dude? And when they don't be gay and they play that role, it's like, dude, like, how many times y'all like that ain't a one take scene?
Yeah, y'all. I'm practicing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
It looks natural.
Yeah, and it's like I just couldn't do it. Like, I'm sorry. No, like I did have to write me a new role, so I'd be Reg. I done wrote myself out the shy because I ain't want to take that role. You know what I'm saying? They'll call me Reg, but your boy. He was willing to take the role. He was like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody got their price.
Hey, everybody got their price. And it's enough money to go around. Since y'all making $100,000.
So, let's something you would never do. So, let's say, how much would you take for, like, let's say, let me see. Something that, eat some box. Like, what's your price? The girl's like, yo.
Oh, I can't eat no pussy.
Why not, huh? Come on, what's your price?
No, I ain't even gonna lie to you.
What's your price?
I can't. It's nothing. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, that shit, they'll probably make me throw up. Like, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that shit.
You don't think good? Okay, like I couldn't suck no dick either. Like nah. I can't. It was just like that wouldn't like.
I'd be trying to stab that bitch. Like I don't want nobody coochie in my face.
Yeah, I just be like, I couldn't do it. Like I don't have no price. Like every, so some nigga like man, niggas be like, oh, so for $1 billion you wouldn't suck no dick.
Nah, no, I can't. I couldn't do it. Some stuff I can't.
I just could because it's just like even for $1 billion, I'd be like, even if I mean $1 billion is a lot of fucking money.
Way more money. I probably could smoke a lot of weed.
I probably could go get a procedure to get that shit taken out of my motherfucking memory. I could pay a motherfucker like go in my brain wherever my memories are stored. That memory of me sucking that dick, take that shit out. I have enough money to do that, but it still be I couldn't do it. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, I know. I couldn't.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Like you got a better chance of me, goddamn licking a toe or some shit like that. Goddamn,
can't eat nobody pussy. So
yeah, man. Sorry. Yeah. So yeah, everybody got price, but some things I have to pass on. So I'm like, well, maybe that money ain't worth me having.
Yeah, that would be wasn't meant for me.
I'd be like, man, goddamn. So that'd be like, you know, fuck the animal before I fuck a goddamn dick. Like I'm be honest with you, straight up. God. Like you know what I'm saying. Like, you offer me $1 billion to fuck an animal.
No.
You know, depending on animal. Like, I ain't like that dude in goddamn England. He had him and his wife had videos of him fucking chickens. This nigga was fucking chickens and they was recording the shit. The wife was like, they had them saved in like a archive of, you know, say family videos or something like that. So when somebody said he had like child pornography or something. So they went there searching for child pornography, but they found out this man was fucking chickens and he was recording it on his phone and his GoPro. You know you serious when you recording you fucking chickens with a GoPro. You a sick fuck, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? How you fucking a live chicken? Nigga fucking a chicken. Like, what it about a chicken? Why do you want to... What?
I mean, I don't know. So, it's just nothing that I see sexy about animals and children. It's just
so you ain't never seen no animal. You was like, yo.
No. No. They like flowers. That's like you want to fuck a flower or something.
Yeah,
like,
me having a pet now is like I can never hurt animals because I got a pet. And it's like I see my dog
and other dogs. And other animals, I
can look at them and like, it kind of look like my dog. Just something they do. Like, oh, you remind me of my dog. And so it's like...
Yeah, that's just not okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, I become...
I've
become way pussy since we got Princess. Like,
I haven't, because I've always been an animal lover. I've had lots of animals. I mean, like, just being real. And that's just me. I mean, I'm a very soft person when it comes down to living things. Yeah. So it's like, I dispose of things properly. Like, even if it's a bug, I try to get it out the house or whatever. Now, if it's a roach or something, now yeah, you got to die. But anything other than that.
So you hate roaches. Means Queen Germ hate black people. Go ahead.
If that's what you want to call them. But I don't call black people roaches. But nonetheless, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? So, but I just don't understand, like, how people can look at an animal. I mean, that's how you know that you, it's a mental illness. Yeah.
If you hurt animals, you don't get fucked.
But even if you fucking them. Yeah. If you fucking them, like, what are you doing? Because I know you ain't romancing them. You ain't getting them worked up to get to liking you to do this. I don't know. But even still, if you are, that's disgusting. So, no.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that. Yeah. Like, there's no price for certain things.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what I would do for some money. But I just don't think... I know it won't be eating no coochie. And nothing vulgar. But, I mean, I do like a job that somebody don't want to do that they going to be covered in, like, horse manure or garbage or something like that. Mm. I mean, that's something that I wouldn't enjoy, but I would be willing to do something like that. But, but nothing vulgar.
You still got you got to have your morals.
Like, yeah, because I got to live after this.
Yeah, your morals. See, that's what some people don't, like, some people don't, and that's good that you have morals because some people don't. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, if I ain't want to eat nobody pussy before, I ain't no need to go and eat nothing else.
But for $1 billion?
Child, please.
Girl, please.
I probably couldn't get that case out of my mouth.
I'd be like, the girl, do that shit. Come on, girl, it's $1 billion.
No.
Yes.
No. If you ain't sucking no dick, I know I ain't eating no goose.
You wouldn't respect me if I did that, though. Let's be honest. Thank you. I still respect you if you did. I'm like, girl, you did what you had to do for your family.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, hey.
Y'all niggas ain't need no $1 billion.
Well, man, let's go ahead and move on, man. You know, we still got some shows.
Always off task.
Hey, but look, I bet you the people at home enjoyed that shit, though.
I doubt it.
Okay, well, we'll see. TV talk time. Well, we We started Lovecraft Country. We got about through about 4 episodes.
I think it was 3.
3 or 4. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it might have been 3. So we got 3 episodes on us. So what's your thoughts on Lovecraft Country?
This shit is crazy.
It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. Like, it's crazy. A good story outside of the wizardry and the magic and shit. As far as the story, it's pretty cool. But when they throw that magic, it's like the magic is like, I guess it's necessary.
It's
but
not for me.
It's over the top, though.
It's very childish. Like, mm-hmm. my mind doesn't do that. Like,
but
it makes me not value the real story. Because, I mean, like, I could appreciate the real story. Like, I don't need all them dragons
and
shit.
But maybe the real story is maybe all the dragon shit ain't real. Because remember, he got a wild imagination because he was reading that book and shit when he was on the bus with the lady. And maybe it's all his imagination. I don't know.
Even still, he was reading. Somebody got to be crazy to see the stuff.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's either he outside his mind.
Mm-hmm. But he went to the military, so maybe the military fucked his mind.
I mean, they could blame it on the military, but
tick.
Yeah.
We talk about tick, people.
Yeah, tick. But, yeah. The people crazy. I mean, but it is not so bad to where I don't want to finish it.
Okay.
Like, maybe because Walking it's
time,
Dead.
But it's this time of year. It's the fall. This is like scary movie time.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's where it kind of fits with the season.
With the
time, that's why.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's real. Why we can watch it. But so yeah, I thought that was gonna lose you because I know how you don't really like with the you like yo the space shit. You'll be like yo fuck that shit.
I don't do none of that other.
Yeah.
Supernatural
Queen Jern don't fuck
bullshit.
With none of that supernatural space. Like she don't believe there's nothing in space. Like she believe the Earth is flat. And
that's a lie.
Oh, so you think the Earth is round?
Yeah, I know it is.
But you don't know. But what about what's in space? You don't.
I'm not concerned about that shit. That's not my world. That's not my business. That's not my business. That's y'all problem. Y'all want to you not taking care of Earth because y'all so busy worried about we can fuck this planet up because we can go somewhere else. No, the fuck you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
This is where you gonna be at. So take care of home.
We trying to find another planet.
Exactly, because you done fucked this
one
up. But we ain't gonna live that long, so we don't need to worry about it. Let them churn find that out.
Amen.
But I'm good. Yeah. I'm good right here.
Okay, but getting back to Lovecraft, how you feel about the acting? Like my only gripe is Tick's face. Like I just knew this nigga
really?
Was so like. That man's face looked like, no, I know y'all gonna kill me for this. You know the pictures they used to draw black people back in the day to make fun of us and shit? Like the crackers would make a picture like, oh, go kill the coons, and they have old big lip, big nose. He looked like that motherfucking picture. Like the little cartoon image of black
don't
people.
Do that. Don't
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying. I'm just saying. Don't kill me.
I mean, his stuff is sitting in the right place, so I just feel like he got a very workable face.
Oh, you think he cute?
I'm just saying for the pleasure senses, I think all of his facial features are in the right place.
Oh, okay.
So
do you think he's attractive?
He's not ugly.
Is he on Ghost? Like Ghost? Is
Ghost? He's nobody's ghost.
Okay.
Nobody's ghost.
So
no.
Okay.
He's not.
I got you.
He's not even in the same room.
I got you. All right. So there you go. So he's not attractive.
I mean, he's not ugly, but he's definitely not Ghost. Like Ghost is top tier. Yeah, he's top tier.
Okay. Interesting. All right. What do you think about the story?
He reminds me a little bit of the guy that I dated when he was in prison. But...
Who? Tick? That's why. Okay, now we're getting to somewhere. Okay, anyway. But but as far as love...
I mean, my girl off of East Bayou, she
Journey,
be doing the most.
I think she's Journey Smollett. Yeah, I don't like her accent. I hate when
she
they have people that's not Southern... Have these southern accents that don't
because
sound.
Because they overdo it,
and then it's like, bro, we be like, nobody down here sound like that.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh,
like
how you doing? They be like, we be like, bro, I hate when they do. They try to make people with
much.
Southern accents because it's like, bro, we don't talk like that, bro.
Nah, we over the top. But I did like when she said it, whatever her name was, and she said Lewis Williams something.
Yeah,
that was like my key line. I liked that.
Okay. So, you know, as far as the show, you like the show.
But they got me holding on.
Yeah. They say it get wilder. So, we better buckle up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
And how many more episodes we got?
I think it's either 9 or 10.
Okay.
So, we still got some to go. So, we knock another 3 out this week.
We'll try.
You know, we'll try to get something done because, you know, niggas got life.
Yeah. And niggas taking me out for a date this weekend, so they say.
We're just going to a food truck, but still, it's going to be a date.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, you ain't had to play it down. I didn't know what it was going to be, but you said you wanted to take me somewhere, so I'm down for it.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, moving right along.
I mean, why you got to act like that?
Because you try to make it seem like, oh, I ain't doing shit special with you. I said, because niggas taking me out on a date. So you say, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I mean, I didn't want you to think like it was like, you know, but it's going to be nice, though. Just trust me. Trust me.
I'll bring my own drink.
Wow.
I mean, you telling me, oh, we ain't going nowhere but a food truck.
See, man, you underestimating this food truck is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, it's fine. I'm going to see what it's all about. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's put on the big... Yeah. You said Monsters Land. What is that about?
Okay, so, you know, Monsters Land. It's a show to come on Hulu. It is it's like an anthology series, and it's kind of on the vein of Lovecraft Country, but it's not as much magical, mystical stuff.
So
it's
they got more, monsters?
Well, they're showing people as the monsters. Like, they, like, okay, for instance, it's every episode is about a situation, a person in a city. Like, one episode is about a woman who turns a blind eye to her husband abusing kids, like her kids and other kids. He's like a doctor. He makes a lot of money. She was poor, you know what I'm saying? You know, a single mother with a kid, and you know, from a, you know, so some just white doctor want to marry you or something. So you
with a black lady?
She was a black lady, yes. And so she was turning a blind eye to her husband,
abusing
her son. So in that story, her husband was a monster. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, another story. This one guy, he was a fisherman, and you know, there was an oil spill in the Gulf or whatever. He lived in Texas, and he was out there cleaning up the oil or something. He fell in the water and got sprayed with some chemicals. So, you know, he got some money, but the people was going on TV saying they had cleaned the water up, and all the fishermen out there like, no, you ain't. This water still fucking, we still got fish with bellies full of oil. So, you know what I'm saying? So he wasn't fishing no more because, you know, he got a settlement. So one day he was on the fucking beach and he found a fucking mermaid. You know what I'm saying? And so he bought the mermaid home, and you know what I'm saying? The mermaid, you know, mermaids attack. You know, they ain't what you think a mermaid. A mermaid is a fucking fish, attacking woman, whatever. So this mermaid he had, you know, he fed the mermaid, and he sat there and talked to the mermaid. In his mind, the mermaid became a real woman, and they was just, you know, having the greatest conversations and all this stuff. And, you know, but then reality kicked back in because some of the fishermen was like, look, man, you got a mermaid, nigga. We ain't got no money. You know, you got money. You ain't hurt for money. Let us get that mermaid. We can split up some money for our families. You know what I'm saying? We get a lot of money out of this mermaid. So he's like, no, that's my mermaid. That's my catch. And he pulled his gun out, told him to leave. And he goes back in the house and is like, yeah, baby, I protected him. In his mind, he think he going back to the real life woman. But in reality, he went back to the mermaid. She pulls him in the water and kills him. You know what I'm saying? So in this story, I don't know who the monster was. Was he the monster or the monster was the monster? You know what I'm saying? Yep, because the monster, yeah, she played a trick on him or whatever. Like, I guess the mermaid played some kind of trick on him. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good show. It comes on Hulu.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
You might like it, though. You might like it. Just give it a chance. You might, because it's not really.
It's too much.
No, it's not. It's different episodes, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
And the good acting, like this one episode.
I gotta take my time. I gotta get through Lovecraft.
Okay, well, yeah.
And then I can try to add something else after that's over.
All right, well, that's a bit. So, yeah, so that's all for TV Talk, man. If you got any other shows, man, please suggest them to us. I think Gerard from Boston, he suggested a show. I think it was called Utopia or something like that. So we're gonna try to get around to all these shows,
it's
man.
It's like something Juan was watching.
It probably, Juan watches all kind of weird shit. He's starting to watch anime now, and that freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because I'm just like, dude.
A lot of weird people watch
that. Yeah, but maybe anime, but no, Be Easy, a lot of, GQ Blue is not weird, he watches anime. So, right. But anime, a lot of black people watch anime now. It's like, it's becoming the norm. It ain't like the outlier, like, if you used to go over your homeboy house, he was watching anime, you'd be like, yo, this nigga gonna shoot the school up or something.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, but now, 10 days. They got black artists and, you know, stuff like that. So I guess it's not, the stigma isn't there anymore.
It is.
You know, so.
Still gotta watch them niggas.
You gotta watch them. You gotta watch anybody, but, you know, they ain't the scary niggas no more.
If you say so.
Yeah, so, you know. But that's all for TV Talk. Well, it's that time of the show. Queen Germ's favorite segment. Bad Black Cinema. Still not going to join in.
No. It's horrible.
It's not horrible. That's why it's called Bad Black Cinema. Well, speaking of Bad Black Cinema is with me. And Queen Germ, we take situations, we act them out. And before you ask, no, we are not trained actors. Neither of us went to Juilliard. Neither of us.
You'll be able to tell.
Neither of us have a SAG card. But we do these, we act out these situations for you. All right? Mm-hmm. You ready for this one, Queen Germ? This week, we got lady wants dude to pay for her dinner and her friend. Situation sits up like this. I'm the guy, I call up Queen Germ. I say, hey, Queen Germ, what's going on? What you doing tonight? Oh, nothing, me and my friend hanging out. And I say, well, let's go on a date. And you say, well, can my friend come? And I say, yes. But that's where the clarity starts. You ready? Mm. Action.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, girl? Shit, I was just calling you up, see what you was going on with the night, man. You want to go on out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I told you, I was telling you, you know, my homegirl, Niecy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She over here, so I was just wondering if it was cool, we both going wherever.
Okay, I mean, she can tag along. That's cool. That's what's up.
Okay,
I mean,
girl, go on and get your stuff on.
All right, come on. I'll be over there in a little bit.
All right.
I pull up. I'm a real nigga, so I'm blowing the horn. Beep, beep. I'm not knocking on the door. I'm blowing the horn. Beep, beep. Now I'm sending a text outside.
So you mean to tell me that I'm really going to be the one that run outside?
Y'all come on. I'm outside.
Okay, my text. Come to the door.
My text. Hurry up.
Really? Are we doing this?
Come on now. My another text.
Okay, well.
Three dots.
Me and Niecy coming on out. So now we at your car.
Oh, what's up, Niecy? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Good to see you, man. Shoot, where you want to go? Where you want to go?
I probably want to go to Longhorns.
Longhorns?
That's my favorite.
Okay, shoot. All right, so let's slide to Longhorns. So we in Longhorns, we ordering food. You order your food.
Wild West shrimp.
I order my food.
Chicken fingers.
Niecy order her food. Now the check comes. Oh,
how many checks, sir?
Oh, I guess we need two checks.
Two checks?
Yeah, two checks.
Nigga, we all together.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can put it on one. I mean, shoot. But, you know, let's break it down. So,
you ain't that good.
I got
now,
you.
So don't do
I got you.
You got us.
What you mean I got us? What you mean?
Don't get to acting like that.
Hold on. First off, I'm taking you on a date.
Listen, I asked you. I mean, you going to act like she not sitting right here.
Okay.
I asked you, was it fine for her to come?
Yes.
Therefore, when I said it was, I asked you, was it fine for her to come? That means you knew that you was treating. So
oh,
if
no,
you
no,
treating
no.
me, you treating her.
So why I got to treat you and her? No. First of all, you said she could come. There's nothing wrong with her riding. But why I got to pay for her meal?
That's how you do.
That's how I do what?
That's how, if you supposed to be my man, you supposed to look out for me and my friends.
Why I got to look out for your friend? Why she can't look out for herself? Don't Niecy got a job?
She has a job, but that's not in question right now.
Okay.
You treating
well, wasn't
us.
The question was
you're
when
treating,
she was eating that
you're
food.
You're treating
that
us.
That ain't no question. That plate clean, and she got a to-go box.
Okay.
That ain't no question.
Okay, and that's fine. But like I said, we together, so okay. Therefore, when you said that it was fine for her to come, it was okay for us to be here at this place together.
Okay. I got you. Your meal paid for.
Okay, that's fine. But okay. You need to take care of her,
I'm
too.
Not paying for her meal.
Why not?
Because... First of all,
you're being childish.
I'm not. How am I? She being childish. She wasn't being childish with her plate. That was a grown man plate she had right there.
Don't do that. I mean, like, her food probably can't cost more than $25.
Okay, that's $25 she gonna have to pay. Why should I have to pay for her food?
Because you invited her to come.
I didn't. No, whoa. I said you invited her to come. I said she could come. But I ain't say, hey, Niecy, come out with us.
That's not okay. Like, why are you acting like this?
You baby glad she in the bathroom right now. Listen, I'm tell you like this. When she get back to this table, I'm going to walk off. I'm going to put down the money for our food. Y'all work that shit out, okay?
So you really finna have me ask this girl for some money that I know she ain't got?
Hey, she
got... She don't get paid till the end of the month?
Well, like I said, I'm about to put the money down for me and your food. You and Niecy figure that out. If y'all got to go wash some dishes in the back.
Well, you know I ain't washing no dishes. Well, I don't wash dishes at home.
Okay, well, listen. You might need to learn to wash some dishes today.
Didn't you just say you had paid for mine?
I'm paying for mine and yours.
Okay, then.
So now you're going to leave your friend here?
I'm not going to leave her here. I'll make sure I take care of it if okay. You just that trifling.
I'm the trifling one?
Yes, because you sitting right here, you acting as if you didn't know she was coming out the door. You act like if I asked you a question, if it was a simple fact of the matter, she was going to pay for her own food, I wouldn't even gave a damn about whether she was going to come or not.
Yeah, look, if y'all should have been clear, because how you going to know what I got in my pocket?
The reason why I asked you, could she come? That's the whole purpose. I wouldn't ask permission for another grown person to come somewhere unless I was asking in a nice way.
I thought you didn't ask because she come in the just ride treat, in the car. I didn't think it was
us.
That.
Oh, you treating us. That's what you agreed to.
Well, y'all didn't make that clear.
I made it clear. It's clear now.
Cut. Well, Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
The worst ever.
Feel the magic. Feel the magic. I felt it. If you felt that magic, or you would like to see your situation brought to life, send it to us on Twitter at KingJerm1 or at Nappy Afro, on Instagram at Frocast. Send it to me, and we'll make it do what it do.
Okay.
All right?
Make it do what it do. Time. How about make it don't?
No, we're not going to make it don't. Making it don't's not fun.
It is. This is horrible stuff.
That's the point. It's Bad Black Cinema.
Okay, moving on.
Did you go to acting school?
No.
Okay, then. So you don't know what to do. Me neither. We ain't got no fucking scripts.
You can't even kiss improv. A man. It's improv. You definitely can't act.
Yeah. I'm not going to kiss a man if that's what called acting is. Fuck out of here. Shit. Song of the week time, Queen Germ. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes, I do. My song of the week is Lose Each Other by Teyana Taylor.
You gonna say that a little clearer so the people in the back can hear you?
I said my song of the week is none other than Lose Each Other by Teyana Taylor.
Okay. Well, my song of the week is Rags to Riches by Rod Wave. That song just be sliding to me, man.
Does it?
Yes, I love it. I love it. I remember B-Eazy was like, "Who's Rod Wave?" I was like, "Rod, you heard of him." And then when he heard it, he's like, "Well, why didn't you say that?" I was like, "My bad, bro. I mean, I ain't know which Rod Wave song you heard." But that's my song of the week this week. Rags to Riches. Queen Germ is what?
It is Lose Each Other by Teyana Taylor.
And that is your songs of the week this week for the Frocast. Go ahead and take a music break. We'll be right back.
Want your company, I fall in the club for free. Damn. I give my daps and them husband the ones for me. Cause that type of shit don't faze a player. This type of shit is what make a hater. When you got it out of mud, yeah. Ran it up, yeah. Really don't get no fuck, yeah. Don't get no fuck when you turn nothing to something, yeah. Really hustling, yeah. Y'all can get that money, yeah. Rags to riches, 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 riches, yeah. I went from rags to riches, I still go back to the trenches. We had to smash some niggas, no silver spoons, we had plastic utensils. He just came home, he still packing his pistol. Die in these streets or get saved by the system or get you some millions. My lifestyle is vicious. These hoes ain't gon' miss you. They fuck on your partner, act like they forgot you. That shit, how you sick? My girl, she the realest. I know how to pick 'em. I know what I did. I need you to back with me. I know she get ugly, but that's why you pretty. And pushing a Bentley, my kind of stink. I put up no millions. I never go broke. I'm a god in my hood. I give everyone hope. Can't remember a time when my answer was nope. I remember the times I had nowhere to go. Down to my lowest, I turned to a poet. I'm pouring my heart out. I bought my little boy house. I brought all the bros out. I never try show out. I'm never gon' go out. Never that. Every time that I turn around, I'm giving back. Once they whack him, he's dead. It ain't no getting back. I was giving my all, not asking for it back. I had blue hearts at first. I had to turn them black. Rags to riches, 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 rags to riches. Yeah. 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 Yeah
got that cash. What am I supposed to do if I can't hit you when I need you? Just cause I can't handle love don't mean I wanna leave you. We don't have to lose each other. You can still text me sometime. I can still slide through to your crib on some midnight shit in a bottle of cheap wine.
Man, we back after the music break. Hope y'all enjoyed the music. It's HBCU Confessional time. HBCU Confessional is when I go onto the HBCU Confession Twitter. I see some nice things out there. I grab them up. I bring them back home to Queen Germ and show her what we got. And this week, Queen Germ, we got this confession. Says, I've been dating my boyfriend since I was 16. He's basically all I know. But now that I'm in college, he's not here. I feel like I want to experience more, but I don't want to lose him. So I feel like I'm trapped, but I still love him. Howard. React, Queen Germ. Being somebody that's been in that situation. Speak to her. Speak to her from an experience. Speak to her. Let her know. Come on.
I mean, as you grow up, you are expected to change. Mm-hmm. Nobody's supposed to stay the same. And especially the younger you are when you start a relationship, you can expect that that's not going to last. Mm-hmm. When you in it, you think that it's going to be the thing, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to last forever.
Because this is real love. This is true love. This is my soulmate.
You're 16. You don't know nothing.
You don't know no better. So that's what you think. But then you grow up, you have a few other interactions, and not necessarily sexual,
but humans.
Just knowing other people and realizing that there are other things that exist besides the little things that y'all do together and the things that you know because of this person. And then you realize, like, this is a great big world out here, no matter what they say. And so you realize that it's worth exploring other things, it's worth doing other things, and you can't be... the fear of the unknown can't drive your decision. So if you think it's something that's worth having, because it's some people that, have only been with that one person, and that's beautiful. But for those of us who that is not going to be our reality, we need to just go ahead and embrace the fact that, you know, it's time to slide.
Yeah. So basically, man, don't just, let that man go, man. He probably doing his own thing, too. You know, because you gone, he probably feel the same way. He got him a little hood booger that's still around town. You know what I'm saying? And then, so you on college.
I mean, you can always have them both. But,
not really, man. It's just like you on the college campus, live your life. That's the time when you learn, you growing yourself, you learn yourself. You on a campus full of different people. Like, colleges usually try to put a good mixture of people on their campuses. I mean, they got filth everywhere. So, you know, look out for the riffraff. But, don't. You at Howard. Yeah, you at Howard, man. What the fuck? Let that nigga go, man. Like, whatever little hometown.
Yeah, D.C. is, woo.
Yeah, you in, I mean, that used to be like the epicenter, but, you know, it had moved a little south now. But Howard, though, you need to experience that, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that little nigga back home. It's a guarantee he'll still be back home when you go back there, so.
Don't do that. You ain't don't gonna,
play I'm man. Be honest. I'm just be honest don't with you. I'm just life. Be honest with you. They most time, them done, nah. So if you like HBCU Confessions, please go check out their Twitter. They got some wild ones on there, and, you will enjoy it. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, my Keep It 100 this week is, for those of you who don't mind, y'all will let the village can help raise your child, but the village can't discipline your child.
Mm. 100.
That's the shit I'm not cool with. Because you don't mind if I'm buying T-shirts and helping your child sell magazine subscriptions, helping them with their homework. But as soon as I tell this little nigga that he out of line, I'm the wrong person. Mm. So just keep it in mind when you start giving people auntie duties, godmama duties. If I tell your child to straighten their ass up, just know that the same love I had when I was over here paying for shit, taking him places, doing stuff, is the same love I got when I tell him he need to get a motherfucking job. Mm. So let the village do what the village does. I'm helping you do what you do. We looking out for each other. Just appreciate it in all the forms that it comes in. It's all love.
Mm. Well, staying in that same vein, my keep it 100 is kids today have no clue.
100.
What I mean by that is, back when I was 16, if you had a license and a car, I could get in my car or I could get on my bicycle. I could go wherever the fuck I'm going. And my parents had no motherfucking clue where I was, had no motherfucking way to get in touch with me. It was nothing they could do. I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And there's nothing nobody could do to stop me. Kids today will never know that freedom because everybody got a phone. Mm-hmm. Everybody, your friend, if you're with somebody, they got to have a phone. Ain't no motherfucking way two kids going to be together and both their phones dead. Not possible. Not possible, impossible. And if it's more than two or three, it's a phone every fucking where. We had built-in excuses. Oh, yeah. I ain't have no money for the phone. I mean, whatever. We can say anything. They had to believe us or not. You know what I'm saying? But the kids today, where you at? Why you answer your phone? Why you send me a text? Oh, my phone was dead. I know one of your friends was around. They phone ain't dead because ain't three kids going to be together with dead phones. Like, no way possible. So kids today have no clue of the freedom that we had, that they don't have. I mean, I got location apps on my kids. I know exactly where they are, if they got their phone. And it's like, I couldn't imagine that shit if I was younger, man. Like, somebody having tabs on me like this? Like, that shit nuts. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
Yeah.
But it's good, though, too.
It's good. I mean, it's a satisfying, because, you know, my kids say he going somewhere, I always check to see, and he go where he say he going. So it's like, you know, he don't understand. Like I tell him, integrity is things you do when I'm not around. That's integrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so if you say you're going to do what you're going to do, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but then there's always the checks and balances.
Yeah. So
if I know you going somewhere, it's one thing for me to trust you. But it's another thing for me to know that you're telling me the truth and I can just prove that it is what it is. Yeah. Not necessarily having to go out on a limb and think that you're doing something that you ain't got no business doing.
So. Yeah, because of this situation over the weekend with missing kids and you come up at the park and let me catch my daughter in the car at 3 a.m. with a boy. I'm not calling the police. You better hope the police find out before I do because I'm going to beat the fucking stuffing out of that nigga. I'm talking about, what? That little nigga going to get attacked.
You sickening.
I'm just being real. Shit. So, yeah, man. That's my keep it 100, man. Kids, y'all just don't understand. Like, we could have gotten our car and rode to another state. There wasn't nothing they could do about it.
That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, nothing you could do. Like, a kid 16 at our age? What? Man.
I can't with you.
Winner or loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners and losers?
Yeah, I'm going to guess I'm going to have to say my winner today is going to be Stephanie Lambert.
Winner!
She is a publicist, analyst, doing a lot of big things in the D.C. area, getting a lot of good press with all of this politics that's going on up in the D.C. area. Got some good, I guess, ussies with the VP candidate. Senator Kamala Harris. So, you know, I wish I could be up in some of these little spots in the next couple of weeks, but you know.
Now when people in her camp coming down with the COVID, you don't want
to
be in them.
Well, I ain't trying to get sick, yeah. But like I said, that's my winner. Cause,
shout out.
She up and coming, so.
Okay.
I think.
You sound like you know her personally.
I think my girl is about to do some big things.
Okay, that's what's up.
Time to glow up, as the little people say.
Oh, well, my winner is the people that named the street outside of Trayvon Martin's high school after him.
Winner!
So it's a road in Miami named after Trayvon Martin, man, right outside of Crop Senior High. I guess it's the high school he went to. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. They're my winners for, you know, naming it Trayvon Martin Avenue. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope, man. think them my winners, man.
You think so? You think so?
Yeah, those are my winners, man. Feel good story. Got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say it's Mitch McConnell.
Loser.
Excuse me. It's real simple. The motherfucker around here talking about no deal on the coronavirus plan. These people need to go ahead and cut these checks. Now, y'all know every week, it ain't that I'm that pressed for the dollars, but I want the money. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's money that's being floating around out here, why can't we get our checks? Like, you're doing every damn thing else. You're fucking up the economy. So, why not go ahead and cut us a check? Mm-hmm. Like, why play these games? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all bucking on the system? It's like, okay, you want to make people feel a certain type of way so that when they go into the election booth, that they voting whatever way you think they think this check gonna flow. Mm. It ain't no need to play games with the people. Give the people the money. Like I said before, if you let these checks drop at the end of the month, the niggas is not showing up to vote because they gonna be drunk and high that weekend. So by Tuesday, they gonna forget that it's even an election. The real irresponsible niggas. Mm. Just drop them checks on the 30th. The problem will solve itself. But see, you know, the people ain't hearing me. But Mitch, use a bitch with this here whole thing talking about no deal. Because people actually need the money. I'm just trying to come up off the money. But it's some people that's really hurting out there. And they need multiple checks. And y'all holding out on this one check when y'all could at least be able to put a little dent in the people, you know what I'm saying, troubles. So y'all need to go and revamp this thing and come back with a real plan. Otherwise, you know, you got a lot of trouble on this side. Mm.
Well, my losers, man. All the Atlanta Braves fans, man.
Loser.
Don't do that.
That fucking shit hurt, bro. That fucking shit hurt. We was up 3-1, and we couldn't close it out. Let them damn Dodgers come back and win. I mean, the only reason why I don't feel bad, I mean, it's the Dodgers. It's my granddaddy team, so, aww, you know.
But my granddaddy team was the Braves.
Yeah, my team the Braves. So, it's just like, I'm sitting there watching that shit, and I was just like, man, we couldn't close it out, man. But the only team in the state of Georgia to win last week was the motherfucking, the damn Falcons. So, why are you going to let the Falcons win and the Braves lose?
Them dirty birds.
No. So, yeah. Oh, how did that game go Saturday between Georgia and Alabama?
Don't do that.
How did it go?
It went.
How did it go?
It went.
Oh. What was the score? 41-24.
Okay. If you know so much, then what you talking about?
Y'all scored 24 points in the first half, and guess how many points y'all scored in the second half?
Were we talking about something?
Zero. Oh, let's talk about the Atlanta Braves losing, and it just went into Georgia.
Oh, okay.
How about them dogs?
How about them dogs, nigga? you mad. I ain't no sometime fan. You know what I'm saying? You over there with the bullshit. But no your team, what your team is? Some sick-ass Gators?
We'll be about
that. Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, y'all got to come see us.
Okay. And we going to see them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just keep that same energy when we give y'all a smackdown.
Y'all ain't giving us nothing.
Okay. Y'all, shit, we hope y'all ain't giving us nothing, the coronavirus.
Y'all be all right. Y'all tough.
Oh, we are. And we finna show y'all what it's all about.
Yeah, y'all be all right. Shout out time, Queen Jermaine. Got any shout outs?
Oh, yeah.
Kirby Smart. Gotta give him a shout out. You know who that is?
No.
You don't know who Kirby Smart is?
If I said no, I don't know who that is.
Oh, Google him right now before you get in. We'll just go ahead and do your shout out thing, but just Google him afterwards. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I mean, you made it such a big deal. You act like I know him. He on the payroll?
Yeah, he on the payroll. That's the football coach at Georgia. You talking all this shit about the dogs.
I mean, shit, I ain't got to know him. I know the term. I know the children.
Okay, I got you.
Are you trying to make a joke and shit?
No, number four, that's fam. You know that, right? They play for the Bulldogs. Yeah. Yeah. You ain't know that, did you?
Whatever.
That's fam.
If you say so, nigga.
I'm serious.
Ask me the question that you...
I said, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch. I want to also shout out happy birthday to my nephew, Tank. The day his birthday, so, you know, by the time you hear it, it'll be belated birthday, and you probably won't hear it because you're too young probably to be hearing this. But nonetheless...
Tank work third shift. He listens to this.
He might listen to it.
Tank work third shift, nigga.
But I also want to shout out anybody that represent the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Hey, she represents her city. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, happy belated to Dara, my niece. Well, she my cousin, but I treat her like my niece.
Yeah.
She was she's 22 years old.
Happy birthday, Dara.
She's a grown up now. Dara's that's wild.
Yeah. That mean I've been with you too long.
Yeah, cause you know, yeah. Dara used to be little.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was smart. That's why I said, yeah, I'll bring Dara around. If I was about Austin, he probably would have ran you off.
Oh yeah.
Cause Austin, he would look, how old is Austin? He's about 25 now.
Yeah. He was not.
Austin was a little old. He was a little crazy. Oh, but anyway, my shout outs go a little something like this. Man, shout out to Beezy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rule on Myself, Rick James, Bitch, Peppy J from B More, Stax, MJ Money 9S, RT3, my nigga J Will. Shout out to my nigga Dom, No Ma'am, Gang Gang. Shout out to my nigga G, Little John. Shout him out on the, man, he was on the Breakfast Club today. Shout out to him. Big things, you know. No Ma'am, Gang Gang. Anybody else, No Ma'am, Gang, listen to the show. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my nigga Dot, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to him. Who else? Shout out to 12 Cal. 12 Cal Podcast. Don't forget about the good brother, 12 Cal. Go check him out. Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You got K-Law, the truck driver. Man, get busy. Get well, K-Law, man. You're going to bounce back, bro. You always do.
Well, you got a corona.
He got something worse than corona. He got the cancer.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But he's gonna be all right, man. He gonna be all right. So man, shout out to K-Law, the truck driver, man.
Yeah.
Sending positive vibes your way, man. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you got Dr. Cam, the light skinned assassin. You got all the podcasts to fuck with us. So Glenn and Her, the Relationships Pod, Humbly Arrogant Show, Tatless Know It Alls. Any other show to fuck with us, man. It's a whole bunch of y'all, man. I appreciate all y'all. Hit me up. Oh, Q Lewis. I'll just be shouting out names as I go along, man. Who else we got? Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. You got Doc Claw and all the gang over there. Shout out to y'all. Anybody else to fuck with? Oh, man. You got Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer.
Chuck the Gambler.
Chuck the Gambler, you know what I'm saying? Got the queen of the
hood boogers.
Queen of the hood boogers, you know.
Daughter Dash.
You know, Mama Dash probably listens to the show too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
Shout out to KY No Jelly.
KY No Jelly, shout out, man. Keep doing your thing, man. One, look, teachers, I love to see teachers that love teaching and find innovative ways to teach to help these kids learn because that art of teaching where you just write on the chalkboard and kids just sit
kids
there.
Ain't motivated.
That shit ain't gonna fucking work. So you gotta goddamn relate to them and do what they gotta do. And shout out to KY No Jelly. You know what I'm saying? She does it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? You'd be honored to have her as a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she actually cares, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, shout out to all the teachers, man. All the teachers, y'all my winners this week, man, for dealing with all y'all got to deal with. Huh?
You can't go back and
get I'm just saying. They always are going to be winners because teachers are, they out there doing it, man. Like, dealing with people, kids.
Tell our supervisors.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying. Y'all glorified babysitters. Glorified babysitters, you know what I'm saying?
In the midst of a pandemic.
In the midst
of a pandemic.
Risking it all. Yes, you know what I'm saying? That's all they got y'all out there for. So shout out to y'all, man. Y'all get the biggest shout outs. And the medical workers, everybody out there in the medical field, forced to, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what y'all went to school for.
Yeah.
Now,
that ain't what we went to school for.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Teaching in the pandemic. Amen. We supposed to teach. I ain't supposed to risk my life, but this is what it is.
Hey, that's what you, thank God for Zoom.
For now.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, like always, don't forget to share this shit, tell people about it, spread the word. Don't forget about the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a shirt, biatch. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of shirts in the shop. We got different kinds, man. We got the All Man shirt. Finally got the All Man shirt. 10 years in the making. The All Man shirt is in there.
Did we finally get these female additions to some?
Hey,
of these
man,
shirts?
Who knows, man? You got time, man. Just chill, man.
I'm trying to put my order in.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
just
don't
go look.
The shop,
go check.
At the end of the month.
Go check. Well, we check by the end of the month. It should be there. How about that? Well, you gonna rate your show, Queen Jern?
You didn't ask me to.
I just asked you. Are you gonna rate your show, Queen Jern?
Yes, I'm gonna rate my show.
Okay, what are you gonna give it?
I think this time, I think I did pretty good.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a 9.11.
9.11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up.
Emergency.
It's an emergency.
Yes, sir. This is a good stuff.
Okay. Well, that was a good show. All right. Well, that's what's up. Me, personally, let's see. What's the day? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give it a... We'll go a 9.
You can't go higher than me.
Why not?
Because I said so.
I'm higher than you.
You're not.
I am higher than you.
You're my sidekick.
I'm higher than you, though. I'm higher than you. Double entendre. Don't even ask me how. But I said she won't. I give it a 9.10. You know what I'm saying? Because they used to be Greensboro, old area code back in the day before we moved to the 336. We was a 9.10, the 910. So,
I guess.
And shout out to that. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Man. So, yeah, man. I enjoy bringing it. Yeah, it's time. It's time to say goodbye, man. So look, man, I enjoyed the show, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it. See y'all next week. Most consistent podcast on these streets. Woo, that rhyme. That rhyme. I might become a rapper.
Don't. Keep your day job, sir.
It's your boy King Germ.
And
man.
This your girl Queen Germ.
This is the Frocast, episode 427. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com